Lesson 6, It's Not Forever. You say your pain will always be there, and every day is a nightmare. I remember so well living with that kind of hell. It's not forever. It feels like it's never going to change. I once felt that way. Today I see hope carried me. After he left, your life was shattered. He was all that mattered. When life seems unreal, it's hard to imagine you could heal. It's not forever. It feels like it's never going to change. Time could not sever my love. Today I see love carried me. A long time ago, I felt hopeless, but I know it's not forever. It feels like it's never going to change. Time could not sever my love. Today I see you carried me. Four years after my son's death, I wrote a poem. It was named The Ache in My Heart. The ache in my heart goes everywhere with me. It follows me through time and never really leaves. With every breath, I push it away, and I hope it won't remain because I can't accept that it will stay with me for the rest of my life. But 4 years later, it's still there. In the loudest or quietest moment, I strain to hear your voice. In the daylight or in the darkness, I'm searching for your face. In the happiest times, the ache in my heart reminds me that tragedy can always strike. The thought of more agony than your loss alone is unbearable. So sometimes I wish the pain away and pretend it never happened, or it happened to somebody else, or maybe you're better off. Or maybe I am too, but it never really matters, because the ache in my heart never leaves. Even when I've thought it's gone, it's only disguised. It becomes the guilt that now I've forgotten you or loved you less. I guess the ache inside is what remains, and though the pain is no longer raw, I can't believe that time could heal. How can my heart ever heal when it continues to bleed? Although I thought I believed in healing throughout my grief, I was clearly discouraged by the intensity of grief after 4 years. My discouragement continued, and most of the time I didn't believe I'd ever be content with life again. When I first decided I had healed, I was filled with amazement and very eager to share my message of healing and hopefulness. I wanted to help other people who were discouraged by grief, and I was certain that my experience would be inspiring. But my intentions changed after I developed a painful dry eye condition. Living with chronic pain in my eyes gave me deep compassion for anyone suffering in the present. It's almost impossible to look ahead toward healing when pain in the present is overwhelming. I didn't want my suffering to lead to bitterness. Instead, suffering taught me how important compassion is. I wasn't always this way. I used to compare grief, and that wasn't compassionate. I was told many times that losing a child goes against the laws of nature. I held on to those words, and for a long time I assumed that I had suffered the worst loss possible. But I discovered that comparing the depth of anguish isolated me. I readjusted my thinking, and I've stopped comparing grief. I've experienced other forms of grief in my life that weren't related to anyone dying. It wasn't even helpful for me to compare my own experiences either. I prefer compassion to judgment. I prefer connection to isolation. On my long road of grief, helping others became my fuel. Even when I was crawling, I reached out my hand to help others in the darkness with me. Grief is indescribable. If you could describe your grief with one word, I wonder what would it be? I was inspired to write my song, It's Not Forever, after I saw a long list on a grief-related website for bereaved mothers. I'd like to share many of those words. Agony, anguish, eternal, lonely, forever, excruciating, infinite, nightmare, unbearable, broken, determined, overwhelming, wordless, lost, random, shattered, constant, indescribable, unwanted, unexplainable, unreal, piercing, unimaginable, ache, destroyed, devastating, crushing, longing, desperate, all-consuming, lifelong, endless, lifetime, hell, crippling, roller coaster, unforgiving, relentless, void, torture, dead, powerful, exhausting, unbelievable, unreal, catastrophic, daunting, joyless, enlightening, lifeless, numbing, draining, consuming, horrendous, hollow, disorienting, surreal, misery, lingering, always, everlasting, encompassing, breathtaking, despair, heavy, eviscerating, intense, hideous, anger, brave, scared, melancholy, terminal, amputation. My word on that long list was amputation. And amputation leaves huge scars, and I learned to compensate for the missing part. I was very moved by some of those hopeful words like brave, enlightening, determined. I didn't choose a more positive word, and perhaps it was because expressing raw pain was a release for me. Of all the grief word descriptions, words relating to forever were used the most. And this is why I was inspired to write my song, It's Not Forever. I wanted to explain healing in a different way from my song, Hang On, where I insisted that someday grief would go away. It's Not Forever conveys that the hell of grief isn't forever. But life is not forever, and sometimes it's hard to realize how precious something is until it's gone. After losing so many years to my grief, I now search for ways to treasure my life, this precious gift I was given. But my song does hold a contradiction. Love is forever. In my song, love carried me, and so did hope. We can carry love with us, and we can be carried, because my song ends with the line that you carried me. And this is a mystery for me to ponder. As lonely as grief was, I look back and feel certain I wasn't alone. Who carried me? Was it God, or was it my angel? With music, I feel tremendous spirituality. I interpret my song in a different way every time I sing it. Lyrics come from my subconscious, and I encourage them by writing freeform poetry. This is what I wrote while composing It's Not Forever. I feel tears rising in my throat. How could I forget you? I didn't leave you in my past. You never really left. I've missed what could have been, but made the best of tragedy. And now I feel I've moved beyond the years that buried me. As much as I practiced the positive aspects of hanging on, the truth was that my survival mode included pushing my grief down and ignoring it as the years marched on. I seldom mentioned Jason's name anymore and did not allow myself to feel sad. That is why I easily cry with the line of, "How could I forget you?" I read these words at Jason's funeral, and they are as true now as the day I wrote them. He will never be forgotten. Even when grief pains diminish, I will keep his memory alive. Because of him, I will never be the same. In that way, he's a part of me and has exposed me to a life unknown. Jason, I still love you. I told myself many times that Jason wouldn't want me to suffer, but I couldn't help my feelings. He was dead, and I was left coping with horrific pain. For a long time, I subconsciously felt guilty letting go of my grief and sadness. If I wasn't crying, perhaps I had forgotten how much I loved him. When my child died, I buried him, and a part of me died too. I wanted to crawl into his coffin to be with him. I wished I were dead because the pain was too much. I kept on going. It seemed like grief was endless, but it turned out it wasn't. Eventually, I marveled that I had somehow survived. The years that buried me were over because I had found a way to dig myself out. Allowing myself to feel joy again was a huge shift, but I had to let go of guilt. And when I did, I realized that he had never left me. I only left behind my grief and sadness. I rediscovered joy. The huge hole in my heart wasn't empty either. It was filled with our love. With this lesson, I've shared how letting go of my guilt was very important for my healing. Also, denying my feelings and pushing grief aside was not helpful. Suffering with grief seemed to display the depth of my love, but a deeper love came from allowing joy back into my life. I believe suffering is finite and love is forever. Love carried me during those times when I felt discouraged and hopeless. Allow an image to form in your mind that represents being carried by love when you're feeling discouraged. During grief, celebrating life hurts because you aren't sharing it with the one you loved. But life is not forever. Grief is a thief and robbed me of many precious years. Now I want to cherish every moment left of my life. Please try to envelop yourself with love, compassion, and hang on to your hope. Grief is the loneliest road, but your path will eventually lead you to healing as long as you stay on it. Don't give up.